Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And Jim, first of all, Alexis Joyce, her second WCHA Rookie of the Week honor. Talk about what she brings to this team.
Well, we've said it before. AJ is just, she's so composed. And what's been so impressive since day one are her practice habits. She was extremely well coached coming out of high school. So kudos to her coaches because she's just a very good, has very good habits. Works hard, is always talking. And as far as what she brings to our team, she's just a very solid player, very composed. She's got great puck skills. She's playing with more confidence now. You can see that in the offensive zone. She's making some more plays. And you know, unfortunately, she's probably not even 100%. She's a little dinged up, but you know, you wouldn't know it. She just goes out there and battles.
She's also third nationally with 48 block shots. She doesn't stand very tall. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the Wheelhouse sisters, almost as if she could be related to them.
Yeah, I know. I heard a lot about it. Actually, you know, I had the, I don't know if I want to say the pleasure of coaching against Erica because it was never any fun. I mean, she was a heck of a player. But, you know, I watched Marley play too, and certainly they were two of the very best that ever played here at Bemidji State. So for her to be compared to them is certainly a compliment to AJ.
You also have another player who has stood out this week, Stephanie Anderson. Got invited to the USA National Training Camp. She has 10 points a season, a plus 8, and 57 shots on goal. Steph doesn't score a ton of points compared to the people she will be playing with and against down there at camp, but she does bring a presence to the ice, doesn't she?
Oh, absolutely. And I think one of the things that is makes her attractive to the Team USA staff is her size and her ability to move. They made the comment they just don't have forwards of her size that can skate like she can. And she's there's no question she's what you would call a power forward. She can get up and down the ice. She's strong. She plays the game hard. Again, I think that's what stood out for them, and hopefully she'll have a great camp when she goes down there.
The other thing she has is a heck of a shot, probably the hardest shot next to even a Billich, I would think.
Oh, no question, probably the hardest. You'd have to ask the goalies for sure, but boy, she can rip it. And she's scored some goals. I've made the comment there they'd be a goal in any league against anybody because she can really rifle the puck when she gets into it.
Last weekend, tough split. I know your team wanted that win on Saturday, but it is hard to win on the road in WCHA play no matter who you're playing. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we were certainly happy coming out of there with 3 points. But when you win on Friday, you certainly want to come back and get the three on Saturday. But I think anytime you're on the road in this league to come away with three, you're certainly going to be happy. But you know, it's you know, I like that mentality, the attitude of their team. They weren't happy. They were disappointed at what got left on the table. So to me, that's a team that cares. That's a team that wants to be great, and they're working to achieve that. So that's you know, we try to use that going into this weekend. It's a bit of a challenging week because not only did we have finals, but it's also Christmas break and you know, everybody's anxious to get home. And I just said we just have two more. Let's focus on these next two and then we can all go home and have a Merry Christmas.
A rematch against Ohio State, the first team you met in league play, and it didn't go the greatest there. What did you take from that weekend looking at this weekend, and how did you prepare any differently?
Well, first of all, we're certainly a much much different team than when we played them down there. You know, our lines are completely different. You know, all of our freshmen now are, you know, they've all played 18, some of them played 19 games, including the exhibition. So they're a lot more experienced. You know, we certainly had some success since we played them, which helps. But we know it's going to be a tough matchup. I was impressed with Ohio State's team. They're big. They're physical. They're hard to play against. You know, there's not going to be any easy ice out there, and we need to really, really work hard in those hard areas. You know, the front of the net, the corners. We need to win a lot of battles in order to be successful. But, you know, looking back in that series, I think the Friday game kind of got away from us a little bit. But certainly we played well enough on Saturday to come out of there with some points. But, you know, unfortunately we had a goal taken away that would have tied the game in the third period. And like you said, I thought we actually played pretty well that Saturday game. So, you know, we're looking forward to it. Again, it's a big series, but we're on home ice, and it's an opportunity to finish up before Christmas on a positive note.
Tonight is also Ugly Sweater Night here at the Sanford Center. No ugly sweater for you tonight, is there, Coach?
You know, I didn't get that memo, but you know, I know Cindy and Bree and my daughter Jacqueline's home, and Joe are coming, so maybe they'll represent that. Maybe they'll rep the family with the ugly sweaters. I'll have to get them a note.
Okay, I noticed the Christmas tie. How many Christmas ties do you have, Coach?
A lot. I have a lot. I'm not sure, maybe 8 or 9, 10 of them. So.
Well, you got Schultzy beat, that's for sure.
Well, when you're you spend as many years in public education as I did, you collect those kind of things.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here tonight?
Well, I think a number of things. One, we need to, again, play our game. And when I say that, I mean, when we're playing well, we're moving our feet, we're moving the puck. We're getting up and down the ice. We need to go to the net hard, like we've talked so many times before. Create some chaos around that net. And thirdly, is we need to win those battles. That's what I think. If you watch the game, there's one-on-one battles all over the ice, and we need to come out on in the majority of those to really give ourselves a chance to take advantage of what makes us a good hockey team.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thanks, Kelly.